He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the April 21st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, this is a big week coming up in the market. 150 of the S&P 500 will report earnings this week. So strap on your seatbelts. It could be a wild one, but we're off to a good start here so far today. Nice and easy, easing into the week. Little uptrend. We've got the Dow up 46 points right now. The Dow is at 16,454. The S&P 500, nice start here to the week. It's up 5. It's at 1,870. I think we're just barely positive again for the year. The NASDAQ is up 19 points so far this morning. The NASDAQ is at 4,114. Gold is at 1,287. Gold seems to be afraid of its own shadow for the last 2 years, 18 months to 2 years, has not done anything, still ranks at or near the bottom of my asset class rankings. More on that in a moment. Crude oil is at 103.37. My newsletter this past weekend was basically centered around light sweet crude and all the sectors and the stocks that are related to that commodity. If you didn't get the newsletter, you might want to take a look at it, because it again shows the significant shift in the market from 2013 to 2014. And I can't tell you how important that is to keep track of those shifts in the market. The euro is at 1.38. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.70%. We get Netflix earnings tonight. Pfizer's buying AstraZeneca. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've had some wild and woolly trading here in 2014. The market has gone through a big, big shift, completely shifting away from those things that led the market last year, completely shifting away. One being the United States of America, U.S. stocks, which are now stumbling along while the emerging markets, international developed markets, frontier markets take off. And sectors that led the market last year are now at the bottom of the heap, as I showed in my newsletter this year. And we have a new crop of leaders emerging. Now, I began my newsletter, this past newsletter, which is one you might want to take a look at. If you have a 401k, if you have an IRA, if you have a Roth, if you have college funds, if you have just a trading account, you might want to take a look at where the money has left. Okay, the money has left the leading areas of the market last year, the ones that led the way, the leaders of the pack. They've handed off the baton to a new set of leaders with fresh legs, a set of leaders that has been left behind for the last couple of years, and a new set of leaders that is trading at much, 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 much lower multiples than last year's leaders. That's another big emphasis that I would put on this market with an exclamation point. Can I do that too? It's gone from high PE to low PE, and it's gone from domestic to overseas. Big, big changes in the market this year. And it wasn't a nice, smooth handoff, was it? It was going just fine. Oh, about mid-February, I started backing out of last year's leaders. They were long in the tooth. They were getting expensive. And I saw some reverberation, some bubbling, some gurgling amongst maybe possibly a new set of leaders way down the list in my Best Stocks Now app, but it was showing up in the charts. You know, I can remember I was at spring training this year, watching some spring training, and I had a lot of extra time to look at stock charts, and I went through a bunch of them, and I saw one sector continuing to shape up while I saw the leaders looking very, very tired. And that one sector that I saw continuing to shape up, actually two areas. I saw the energy sector, and I saw foreign markets. Now, if we look at oil prices, let's begin with the oil prices. Over the last 18 months, oil prices are up 30%. Okay, that's a big jump in oil prices. That's like a $100 barrel of oil going to $130. That's enough to build 10 more skyscrapers in downtown Dubai. That really helps energy-related stocks. In the meantime, there's been a lid kept on those stocks as it relates to their valuations. Still many of them trading in the 12, 13, 14, 15 PE area, while a lot of the social media stocks, a lot of the internet stocks, a lot of the pharmaceutical stocks, a lot of the biotech stocks, a lot of the healthcare stocks, last year's leaders got up into some very high PE ratios. U.S. stocks in general got up to some very high PE ratios, especially down amongst the small cap arena, which led the market in 2013. Now, this is 2014. It's a completely different market. And instead of a smooth transition along the way, entering into the sixth year of an economic recovery and entering into the sixth year of a bull market, instead of a smooth transition, there was something on the track called Yellen. There was something on the track called Henry Waxman that the leaders didn't see, and they stumbled and they tripped and they almost went down. But at the last moment, just before their knees hit the ground, they reached up and handed off the baton to some fresh legs, some low PE stocks from all over the world, many of them energy related, many of them infrastructure related, as we enter into the latter innings of a recovery. An economic recovery doesn't keep building and building and building and building and go forever. A bull market doesn't keep building and building and building and go forever. It goes through cycles. And we just went through the go-go cycle. 2013 was the go-go cycle, the psychedelic cycle, the girls in the mini skirts with the white boots dancing to the music. Momentum, the momentum darlings. There's even a momentum index right now, which is now last in my list of indexes that I rank on a daily basis with my Best Stocks Now app. Oil prices are up 30% over the last year. Your unleaded gas is up 40% now over the last 18 to 24 months. And yet the oil stocks really just kind of sat there. Now, they're starting to bust loose all over the place. This phenomenon began in late February, early March, when I started adding energy stocks to my portfolio. I was looking for a new set of leaders to emerge to pick up the baton that was being handed off. Happened a lot quicker than I thought it would. I was involved in a nice orderly transformation of my portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management when the last year's leaders tripped something on the track, stumbled. I got caught in the very end. But I picked it up, handed it off to the new leaders in the market. And if you look at my model portfolios today in my newsletter, bwstreet.com, 4 free weeks of my newsletter, you'll see no exposure to last year's leaders. They led for 15 months. Boy, were they good. And now there's a whole new set of leaders on the track. I showed a bunch of stocks that have been breaking out lately in my newsletter over the weekend. Continental Resources, Abraxas Petroleum, Laredo Petroleum, Callon Petroleum, Chevron. Those are just a few. All of those have something in common, don't they? They tend to come from the energy patch. They tend to be headquartered in Houston and in North Dakota. They tend to revolve around fracking and light sweet crude and oil. And as Putin keeps wagging his finger at Ukraine, oil prices keep moving higher. But there's other leaders in this market now. Not the go-go leaders of last year. Instead, I call them the slow leaders of this year. And if you haven't made over your portfolio by now, you're about 6 or 7 weeks late. But it's better to be late than sorry. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's also the Best Sectors Now, the Best Indexes Now, the Best Asset Classes Now, and indexes have really become a big factor in the markets in 2014. But let's go back, let's step back, and let's begin with the sectors. I was asked recently by a client, why were you so heavily weighted in the pharmaceuticals, biotechs, drugs, internet? Basically, that was it in 2013. And my reply was because that was basically the only area of the market that worked in 2013. If you looked around the world, emerging markets crumbled throughout the entire year 2013. Latin America was just hammered. China went nowhere. Russia got clobbered. Asian markets got clobbered. Foreign stocks were a very poor place to be in 2013. And as you looked here in the United States of America, there was only a few areas of the market that were working. Large cap value was lagging the market very badly. Instead, it was all about small and mid cap growth. And then as you got more specific into the markets, it was the sectors, biotech, pharmaceuticals, internet, healthcare, that led the market in 2013. So that's why I was heavily weighted in those areas in the market. I'm not a guy that spreads my money all over heck hoping to catch a winner here or there. I like to focus, concentrate, not too heavily. I still own 25, 30 stocks in the portfolio, but it could be that 50 or 60% of those stocks are related to one another. They're all things that you would run into in an emergency room or in a hospital or in a cancer clinic or whatever. There was a big phenomenon last year, something that we had never faced before, called Obamacare, that brought a lot of new people into the hospital doors and into the insurance coverage doors one way or another, whether you were for it or against it. And it made these stocks rumble. And they were really the only stocks in the world that rumbled last year. And I warned all along that eventually it would come to an end. No party lasts forever. Eventually somebody turns out the lights and says, go home. Last call. And that happened in this case. Really about 3 to 4 weeks ago, it somebody really upset the punch bowl. And it started showing up in my app 4 weeks ago. In fact, every week in my newsletter, I show the leading sectors in the market. I track 60 different sectors. Computers, industrials, transportations, technology, energy, drugs, you name it. I try to cover every significant sector in our economy, which I have narrowed down to about 60. The Investor's Business Daily uses about 200 different sectors. I use 60. I rank them on a daily basis based on their short-term, intermediate, and long-term performance and their technical picture. And about 4 weeks ago, a new sector, several new sectors, started showing up and moving up rapidly in rank. And I sat there and I watched as the energy sector, as measured by the ETF XLE, started rising. And I watched as the oil and gas exploration sector, XOP, started rising. And I watched another sector, IEO, or another ETF that is representative of the sector, IEO, the oil exploration and production ETF, I watched it start to rise. And dropping from the top eight for the first time in 15 months were the pharmaceutical sector, the internet sector, and the biotech sector. Gone 3 weeks ago, completely gone, but they started dropping several weeks ago. And by 3 weeks previous to this weekend, they were completely gone from the top. The baton had been handed off. Now, recently, a few other sectors have joined the fray. The utility index, the utility sector is right there running with them. Definitely energy related, isn't it? Don't we get our energy not only from light sweet crude, but from those utilities up and down the state that provide power when we turn the lights on and our computers on? Global utilities, domestic utilities. Two other sectors have also joined the fray here, have picked up that baton that the pharmaceuticals and the biotech stumbled and barely got handed off to the new leaders. Another leading group now is the REITs, the Real Estate Investment Trust, another hard asset, commodities. Another thing that all of these stocks have in common, they're commodity related. Yes, land is a commodity. And lastly, the infrastructure index, which uses commodities to improve our infrastructure. These are all sectors that come along in the latter innings of a bull market, which the market now sees this as. And I think Ms. Yellen, our Fed chairman, signaled as much when she said, "See that boat way out there on the horizon that we said will never arrive in port? Well, guess what? It's going to arrive in port one of these days in the form of a Fed interest rate hike." Now, ever since then, she's done everything she can do to put those comments back into the tube of toothpaste, but she let them out. And now we've got an incompletely different new set of leaders, and we have every indication that these are now, we've entered into the latter innings, which could last a few years, of a bull market. This bull market is now over 5 years old. It began on March 9th of 2009 when the S&P hit 666, and it's now 1870. Will it make it to 2000? I don't know. I take it a day at a time, a sector at a time, a stock at a time. So far, it's still chugging along. I showed the five-year chart of the S&P 500. You can see that the general shape of it is still up. It's still a primary uptrend, which is equivalent or synonymous with a bull market. So we take it a day at a time. The bull market is still intact for now, but it's entered into a new phase. It's gone from the high-performance drug-induced giddiness that pushed the Momo go-go stocks higher and higher and higher. Instead, it's gone to the low PE, slow stocks. And now, instead of chasing those high-performance stocks being juiced by the high-performance drugs in the United States of America, the money now is creeping all over the world, looking for value, not looking for momentum and performance, but looking for value, energy, utilities, natural resources, real estate infrastructure. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, what if there was a tool in the market that helped you determine when the sectors have rotated and where the money has gone from and where it has gone to? I'm pretty proud of how the app has performed through all of this. I learned a few lessons during the sudden rotation. You know, I think in this volatile market and these days that have become more volatile, look, we could have stormtroopers parachuting into Kiev tomorrow. And you know what's going to happen to the market. We live in volatile times. We live in very volatile times with news events occurring all over the world. I think in this market, I've always been kind of against using sell stops in the market, but I think in many cases it might be a wise thing to do, to just keep a trailing sell stop underneath your stocks at about 7 or 8%. Now, the downside of that is the flash crash. Okay, we had a flash crash. Remember that? I don't know how much the market was down, and it took out all the sell stops. Everybody got stopped out. By the end of the day, they were right back to where they started from. That's a risk. Okay, that's what's kind of kept me out of using sell stops. And I'm still not 100% convinced. A lot of times there's events that there's an overreaction to, and the market sells off, and then by the end of the day, it's back to where it started. And you could have lost all your stocks in that. So I think you have to use them judiciously still. I think you have to pick your spots. But I don't think it's a bad idea if you are one that can't really attend to your portfolio. But you've also got to realize the downside to putting in sales. So I prefer to do things visually. But, you know, sometimes things happen. And late in the day, one will sell off and you miss it or whatever. So I just think it depends on the stock and the situation, but I'm not going to talk you out of putting in trailing sell stops that are reset every day, maybe 7 or 8% underneath the price of the stock. Okay, sectors that are breaking out right now. Complete sector rotation has taken place after 15 months of leadership in the market by the pharmaceuticals, biotechs, internet, social media stocks. Now you have a whole new set of leaders. Energy, infrastructure, natural resources, and world stocks, emerging markets. Let's just take a look inside one of the exchange-traded funds that is breaking out right now. In fact, I showed it in my newsletter, which you can get for free weeks by going to my website, pwstreet.com. Don't forget, too, that the app is now on the PC, beststocksnowapp.com. I need to get a commercial recorded to remind folks of that. Now it's on the big screen, finally. Let's take a look inside an ETF with the symbol IGE, Natural Resources, which broke out, which continues to break out, which started to break out in mid-March. And now it's just starting to gather steam. Let's take a look what's inside of that. You want a good list of stocks right now? Pull up IGE in the ETF encyclopedia and look what's inside that thing. Chevron, ExxonMobil, Schlumberger, ConocoPhillips, Occidental Petroleum, EOG Resources, Suncor Energy, Halliburton. Yes, oil is a natural resource, isn't it? Anadarko Petroleum, Phillips 66, Canadian Natural Resource Limited, National Oil Well Varco, Freeport-McMoRan, Apache, Baker Hughes, Valero Energy, Pioneer Natural Resources, Williams Inc., Devon Energy, Noble Energy, Marathon Petroleum, Spectra Energy, Marathon Oil, Hess, Kinder Morgan. I'm not done yet. There's more inside this ETF IGE. There's Barrick Gold. There's International Paper. There's Goldcorp. There's Range Resources. There's Alcoa, Concho Resources, Cheniere Energy. Man, I'm telling you, this is the list of stocks that the baton has been handed off. One of the big areas of the market where the baton has been handed off from a very tired and worn out pharmaceutical sector, which really hit the wall maybe 5 weeks ago, somewhere in there. Transition was rough. It was not a smooth handoff. And it was exacerbated by a couple of comments coming from people that wield a little bit of power. And that caused a kind of a very tough, difficult type of handoff. But the handoff has been made, and the new leaders have now picked up the baton and are running with it. As we look at the worst sectors in the market right now, I see two former leaders laying flat on their back, trying to catch their breath, and I think it could be a long, long time before they get back up on their feet and lead this market again. One is the Internet Index. It's number 58 now out of 60. And I see the Healthcare Providers Index, number 55 out of 60. These were a few of last year's leaders that have now stumbled and have fallen far, far behind. In the meantime, we've seen the leadership that has picked up the baton and has started running and is now running with it. We see stocks in these new leadership sectors breaking out all over the place. Not only internally here in the United States has there been a massive sector rotation, but there's also been a massive country rotation. Out of a United States market that was up 29% last year, as measured by the S&P 500, to other areas of the world that were left behind. And as I look at this week's leading indexes in the market, in the world, I see Philippines at the top. You know, I looked inside that Philippine ETF. I didn't recognize any of those stocks in there. I don't think you can really go out and buy them individually, but you can buy an ETF that buys Philippine stocks. It leads the world right now. Australia, right behind it. Singapore, right behind it. Mid East. Big difference between the Midwest and the Mideast. Mideast and Africa in fourth. Brazil in fifth. Emerging market small cap dividend in sixth. Latin America in seventh. South Korea in eighth. Followed by India, Asia, Malaysia, Mexico. Wow. These were all indexes that were at the bottom of the heap last year. They were at the bottom of the heap. And now they're at the top of the heap. We've had a complete internal rotation within the United States of America in our markets. And we've had a complete external rotation of money leaving the U.S., which I featured at length in my newsletter 2 weeks ago. The title of that newsletter is Why I'm Leaving the U.S. The title of this week's newsletter was Black Gold Texas Tea. Old Jed's a millionaire. That's where the action in the markets has gone. And you have to take a look at your 401k. You have to get other opinions, other advice, check out other pundits on TV, read other newsletters, decide for yourself. You can continue to ride last year's leaders, which are now this year's laggards, or you can follow the money. And I prefer to follow the money. And I would say to those that accuse me of being too heavily weighted in the leaders from last year that I'm heavily weighted in the leaders now from this year. I have no exposure to the drug stocks. I announced that my portfolios were drug-free several weeks ago, completely drug-free, scrubbed. They had a good run. It was good. It was fun. There's always going to be some volatility and some sell-offs as the transitions occur. The transitions have occurred, and now I'm heavily weighted in the new leaders of the market, international stocks, international indexes, energy, infrastructure, not the go-go stuff, natural resources. I call it the slow stuff. But you know what? You got to go where the money is. And what's at the bottom of the world indexes right now? The momentum index is dead last. The U.S. microcap index, an area that led the market last year, is now in the bottom of the heap. The bottom, the Russell 2000 small cap index, which led the markets last year. The U.S. small cap index is now at the bottom of the heap. So you have to look at your 401ks, your IRAs. Are you still in small cap stocks, last year's leaders, U.S. heavily weighted, or have you shifted? Have you done a makeover? And hopefully this new wave in the market, the latter innings of this bull, can carry us as far as possible. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've covered a lot of territory here so far. We've taken our weekly trip through the market. What a long, strange trip it's been so far in 2014. But we saw a complete handoff, a complete rotation out of last year's leading sectors into sectors that were laggards last year. My hat's off to those that predicted this in late November, late December of last year. Unfortunately, I never heard anybody make those predictions, but it started showing up in my app in late February. I did hear those predictions, however, in 2012 towards the end, saying that the emerging markets would lead, and they didn't, and that the energy stocks would lead, and they didn't. Instead, it was a small group of sectors that led the market in 2014. And unless you were involved in that small group of sectors, you probably didn't participate as fully as you could have in the big gains that we had in the market in 2013. Then we had a very, very tumultuous handoff that was exacerbated by comments made from the Fed and comments made from the Congress wagging their finger at the biotech and the pharmaceutical sector, which sent a shiver throughout that entire sector, which was looking for a reason to sell off anyways, but now it really had a reason to sell off, didn't it? Boy, howdy. And it has sold off. Okay, so now we have a whole new set of leadership in the market. Let's hope that this baton can be taken and carried with vigor, with energy, with leadership and breakouts along the way. And as I look at the markets today, I see those sectors leading the markets today. I see fresh new breakouts today. I see earnings coming in strong from the few companies that have reported here early in the week. I see them doing well and breaking out to new highs today. So let's hope that this lasts. This can last for a couple of years, whatever. We'll ride it as long as we possibly can. Now to the asset classes. I'm not a guy who believes in spreading my clients' money around different asset classes and building for them an asset allocation model, which basically says if you're 50 years old, you should have 50% in bonds and 50% in stocks. If you're 70 years old, you should have 70% in bonds and only 30% in stocks. You should dial back the risk. Well, you know what? I think the bond market has about as much risk as the stock market does, especially in a rising interest rate environment. In fact, the Fed signaled as much that interest rates are going higher. And in their most recent budget that they put forth, they said that over the next several years, one of the biggest impacts on our economy, on our budget, will be rising interest rates, which will drive up interest payments that we have to make. So I just don't have any exposure to the bond market. I had no exposure to the bond market last year, which got clobbered for 12 or 13 percentage points. And I have no exposure to the bond market, despite the little rally that it's had in January, February, and March during the tumultuous handoff from one leader to a new leader. A lot of people couldn't put up with it, fled for safety to the bond market. And I'm sure the U.S. government was glad to unload a bunch of their bonds onto folks who thinks there's safety in the bond market. Instead, I go to the leading asset classes in the market, which last year were almost all U.S. stock related, and more particularly mid and small cap stocks. That was 2000. 2013. This is 2014. The leading asset classes this year, number one, pipelines. I call that an asset class. MLPs, built to deliver dividends and built to deliver oil and energy, built to cause nothing but haranguing back and forth in the Congress over the Keystone Pipeline. But the existing pipelines like Magellan MMP would be an excellent example. That's the leading asset class in the world right now. Pipelines, energy related. The number two leading asset class in the world right now, emerging market index. I had no exposure to the emerging markets last year. They got clobbered. They started to emerge in February of this year, and now they're starting to assume global leadership over the U.S. markets. I have pared back my U.S. exposure considerably, except to the energy and infrastructure areas, natural resource areas. And I have increased my exposure to the emerging and international markets greatly. The third leading asset class is real estate. REITs, delivering dividends, delivering hopefully some capital appreciation as real estate prices hopefully go up. The fourth leading asset class, U.S. large cap dividend payers. Companies like Qualcomm, companies like Caterpillar Infrastructure. The fourth leading asset class, U.S. preferred stocks. Again, dividend, low PE value. Number seven, the commodity index. Boy, what a complete makeover from last year. These were all at the middle to the bottom of the pack. Now they're at the top of the pack. Boy, do I love my Best Stocks Now app. It keeps me in the right areas of the market, and it keeps me out of the wrong areas of the market. We have a whole new set of leaders. What are the wrong areas of the market this year? Being short the market. It's been at the bottom for 5 years now. Silver. Still not doing good. Cash, still not a good place to be. It's not making money, it's not losing money. U.S. microcaps, bad place to be. Gold, still a bad place to be. You say, with this resurgence in natural resources, how come gold isn't moving? I don't know. Ask gold. The charts don't show it. Still looks bad. And the next worst area, growth U.S. stocks. U.S. growth stocks are a bad place to be in 2014. There you have it. The leading sectors in the market, the complete rotation that has taken place in the matter of about 6 weeks, the leading asset classes in the market, and the leading indexes in the market. To get my newsletter, pwstreet.com. Follow me on Twitter daily at Bill Gunderson. Download my app or give us a call at 877-611-BEST. That's 877-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.